This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Duck hunting is now open in the central and north zone, and the squirrel hunt is in full swing. Archers are also pursuing deer and turkey, and now it's time for the fall firearm turkey hunt. In fact, it's already underway. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, anyone that hunts turkeys will readily admit that luring a spring gobbler into shotgun range is among the most challenging of the local outdoor sports. And that's exactly what local turkey hunters are hoping to accomplish during the week and a half long fall firearm turkey hunt currently underway. And fall turkeys are a little bit more difficult yet. In fact, interestingly, the spring hunter has little more to work for than the occasional gobbler from a lovesick bird and the knowledge of a turkey's natural instinct to find a mate. While technology has provided the modern gobbler chaser with such valuable aids as lifelike decoys and calls that will make anyone sound like an expert, these wary birds more often than not leave most hunters returning home with an empty game bag. In fact, about only one out of every five Illinois turkey tags are filled each spring, and autumn hunting is even more difficult. Without a doubt, the grocery store is the only sure place to find the featured item on the Thanksgiving Day menu. Now, take away the occasional gobble and eliminate the bird's instinct to mate, and you have instantly created the fall turkey hunting scenario. It's no wonder that fall fewer turkey tags are sold for the fall turkey season than any other time. In fact, you can't even call the sport challenging. It's downright tough. Another fact in this equation is that other types of hunting opportunities are available at this time of year, and this also limits the demand for fall turkey permits. Surprisingly, fall turkey hunting success is often slightly better than in the spring. Success rates are typically a few percentage points higher than the 20% average typically recorded during the annual spring hunt. And while some fall hunters would like to credit their success purely to hunting skills, it is far more likely that the fact that birds of either sex may be taken during the fall season. The spring hunt is limited only to bearded birds or mostly gobblers. And as with the spring season, fall turkey hunting is by permit only. Unlike the spring, however, archers have completely different season than gun hunters. The 2015 Illinois Fall Shotgun Turkey Hunt began on October 24th and will continue this year through November 1st. The archery season, already open, continues through January 17th. The archery season closes during both segments of the firearm deer season. Still, the current results from the archery season may be some indicator of hunting success which we'll be seeing during this fall firearm season. Now, as of Thursday morning, Illinois archers had reported harvesting a total of 285 wild turkeys. At that point, Calhoun County hunters had not bagged any. Green County hunters had taken three, and five harvested birds were reported from Jersey County. Hunters had taken seven birds from Madison County, and Macoupin County archers had bagged four turkeys. Hunters in Montgomery County had recorded four birds, while those in Morgan County had yet to harvest a bird. In nearby Bond County, archers had taken three turkeys, and those hunting in Sangamon County had recorded seven. Now, the low count at this point is not surprising because most of these birds harvested by archers are more interested at this time in pursuing deer. In fact, hunters have only harvested 663 birds during the entire 2014 archery season. Since the fall season is open and only in those parts where the state contains the densest turkey populations, virtually any county that is open to hunting should provide plenty of birds. Typically, Joe Davies, Pike, Schuyler, and Adams County are among the those yielding the greatest fall turkey harvest. However, we've got some good counties here too, Sangamon, Macoupin, even Madison. They're all great counties for turkey hunting. And while some hunters feel fall turkey hunting lacks some of the excitement of the hunting during the spring, the beauty of the season more than makes up for it. Fall colors are generally at their peak, and their sights and sounds of autumn are everywhere. And while success rates are generally a bit higher in the fall, it still remains one of the most challenging game species Illinois hunters can pursue. So it's going to be a tough one, but I think we're going to see a bit better season this year. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back. And if you recall last week, we were talking about a number of news items of interest, and we have more this week. In fact, last week we were talking about some trapping opportunities that were available, and the Department of Natural Resources has provided us with another one for local trappers. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources will host a public lottery drawing on October 28th for the allocation of trapping permits for the Copperhead Hollow Wildlife Area, which is part of Pierre Marquette State Park and also managed by the Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area. The drawing will be held at the Mississippi River Area Site Office, which is on Highway 100 North in Grafton, Illinois. Registration for the drawing begins at 11 a.m., and the drawings will be conducted at 11:30 a.m. Each area will have one permit, one trapper, and one helper may be listed on the permit. And each person entering the drawing must have a 2014 or 2015 Illinois trapping license in their possession, and persons whose names are drawn must be in attendance at the October 28th drawing. Now, additional site-specific regulations and requirements for each of the three venues will be made available and discussed at the time of the lottery drawing. If you are seeking more information about this opportunity, give them a call at 618-786-3324. That number again is 618-786-3324. And while we're on the topic of Copperhead Hollow, due to a procedural change, a number of firearm deer hunting permits opportunities at Pierre Marquette State Park, 1,300-acre Copperhead Hollow Wildlife Area, remain available. Copperhead Hollow is located on Nutwood Road, approximately 5 miles north of Pierre Marquette State Park. Now, prior to the change, a regular countywide permit was all that was needed to hunt deer at the area during the firearm deer season. Of course, you had to get information or let the people there at the state park know. However, the new process requires hunters to purchase a special site-specific Copperhead Hollow permit. This type of permit allows site managers and wildlife biologists a better opportunity to control deer populations and hunters at the site. Now, as of October 24th, only 8 of the 45 available permits had been issued. The remaining permits are available for purchase on a first-come, first-served basis at Pierre Marquette State Park Visitor Center. And for more details about these permits, or you can ask about the site, give them a call at 618-786-2555. That's 618-786-2555. 786-2555. Also, if you're an angler, maybe a trout angler headed to Beaver Dam State Park, boat anglers headed to Beaver Dam State Park Lake may experience a few launching delays during the coming weeks. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources heavy equipment crew will be deepening the water and improving the launching conditions. Though launching will still be allowed at the ramp, boaters should be aware that they may encounter some brief delays with the equipment crew working there. The work is expected to begin this week and continue through mid-November. And one final note regards firearm deer permits. Due to technical issues, the remaining firearm deer hunting permits scheduled to go on sale October 20th were delayed. It was actually about a day later when they went on sale. The problems have now been rectified, and the permits are now available at all point-of-sale locations. So if you're seeking another permit or your first permit, now's the time to get one. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.